All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I got to tell you, I really have enjoyed my dialogue and conversation with Mr. Letts. And it is because, sir, that I can tell that you're a genuine person, and you know that carries a lot of weight. And so
Mr.
Michael Letts, we don't have to agree on everything, but that clearly is something that is rotten in this country.
Yes.
When it comes to all of the killing that takes place by the gun, and
every other weapon,
and so you know, the other nations, you know, I'm not saying that they don't have issues, but you look at a place like Canada, and people have differences, but they're not killing each other. There are criminals in Canada, just like there are here. And people aren't, you know, taking things into their own hands and killing people. There can be a society without all of that. And our neighbor to the north proves that.
Well, I would tell you this, Earl, you know, it's a combination of things. It is what you and I agree on. First and foremost, it's the heart issue. And, you know, the compassion and love and values and principles, these problems become significantly reduced. We have done a very poor job in accomplishing America. And there are a lot of changes that need to be made. And a lot of open debate needs to be held, civilized debate. That's why I value so much what you and I have been able to do today. There may be some differences and maybe some ability to see other points of view. But the bottom line is we have to hold people accountable for their actions, whether it's gun ownership or whether it's crimes being committed. You have to be held accountable. That is a very tenet of biblical principle, is you are accountable for your behavior.
So if that was just in America, I would agree with you. Because somebody who is wealthy beyond means lives by a different set of rules in this country. And so we can't talk about justice if it's not meted out equitably.
And, I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, so but yet that's where we are. Justice is for those who can afford it.
That's true, but justice is also, or we have an obligation, regardless of our social standing, financial standing, to be a light. Scripture is very clear about that, and we cannot allow our voices to be silenced. We must speak out. That's why I'm enjoying being on your show. We must speak out and declare the truth.
You know, the other part of it is when we talk about this nation and what's supposed to make it so special is that we are tolerant of everybody's beliefs, but we are not.
That doesn't seem to be very evident anymore, is it?
No, but we are not. And so I don't know if we ever were, but part of all of this is, you know, we can talk about it from a Christian perspective, but there are other religious beliefs in our country. And what makes our country supposedly what it is the fact that we tolerate the differences of people in the society. But that's what we tout, but we really don't. But because if I'm from a different philosophical belief or understanding, or if I'm not a person who has all those things, then my life is worth less in this society. And that's why I always push back on when people start talking about, you know, Christianity and all of those things about this country, because I know a little something about that, and what I see is as far away from that as, you know, the North Pole is from the South Pole.
Well, I think, Earl, to expound upon what you're saying, is we are and should be tolerant of others' religious viewpoints. But let me tell you what I mean by that, whether you're talking about Christianity or anything else. The basic values and principles are sanctity and respect for human life. We do not openly acknowledge, recognize, and tolerate religious institutions who believe in child worship. I mean, you know, child sacrificing and publicly do that, that kind of stuff. We don't support that in this country. We support and we have, you can have different religious viewpoints, but the values are the same, and that's the sanctity of human life. And that's something we're losing.
You know, sir, our nation is as well armed as any other nation on the planet.
Probably better armed than any other nation on the planet.
Yeah, and yet we keep seeing that as the way when it is not the way. And to destroy other human beings is not the way, because we have the capabilities to do that. You know, I'll say this. The constant differences between so many of us in our nation, at the root of it is the fact that our freedoms sometimes put us in a situation where we elevate ourselves above others. And we do that based on things that just make no sense at all. Well, color, our nationality, you know, the amount of money we have in the bank, you know, our educations, none of those things really matter in the overall scheme of what this life really is. And
how
short a period of time we're on this earth. Give us some hope that before we let you go, give us some hope about whether or not we can get that to change.
I believe we can. I believe we have a history, not just in America, but in this world. But there is hope, and there is values and principles. And it's a matter of setting aside our differences and working together collectively for the protection and sanctity of life. There's going to be different ways that we believe that we should accomplish that. But if our goal and objective is to first and foremost make sure that we are accountable for our actions, then I believe everything else can pan out.
You know, you keep going back to us being accountable for our actions. And in a society, you can't have that without people being accountable for their actions. And that starts at the very top, and it should start at the very top and go all the way down to the bottom.
And that's why it's important for you and I, Earl, to make sure that we are not silenced, but that we continue to espouse. There are serious issues in this country, and they have to be addressed, and they have to be discussed in a civilized manner, and we have to seek unity in this country to make it a better place for our children to come.
Mr. Michael Letts, we'll leave it at that. I want to thank you very much for a great conversation. You know, a conversation without screaming and yelling and shouting at one another as if we're children. I indeed enjoyed your conversation, and we'll be reaching out to you again sometime.
Would be my honor. Oh, God bless, and God bless America.
Likewise. Thank you. Got to go to a break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingham Show. We'll be right back.